rest of the story. Each and every spring, the New York Yankees used to pass through Chattanooga, Tennessee, for a couple of exhibition games with a local minor league club called the Lookouts. The latter was a Southern Association ball club, the Washington Senators' AA farm team. Now, these late 20s and early 30s were the glory days of the Yankees. Their starting lineup was not merely talent, it was ominously monikered Murderer's Row. So the Yankees' annual matchup against the Chattanooga Lookouts was quite, well, predictable. Until 1931, the Lookouts' new owner, Joe Engel, had just built him one of the biggest, finest ballparks in the minors. And as a former scout for the Senators, Joe had an eye for burgeoning baseball talent. In fact, it was Joe Engel who discovered and hired pitching phenomenon Jackie Mitchell, the promising protege of Brooklyn pitcher Dazzy Vance. The 1931 square off between the New York Goliath and the Chattanooga David was scheduled on Wednesday, April 2nd. It was a chilly, often on sunny spring afternoon. 4,000 sweater-clad fans jammed the new stadium, and Yankees Ruth and Gehrig, the best batters in the game, were steamed, especially Ruth. Joe Engel had hyped this game to the hilt, largely on the strength of rookie pitcher Jackie Mitchell. The New York offense was in for a surprise this year, Engel had promised. But neither Babe nor the Iron Horse liked surprises. So Ruth and Gehrig agreed when they got to the plate, they would hammer this alleged genius Jackie Mitchell right off the mound. And there was added incentive, for Joe Engel had offered a gold watch to anybody who could hit a ball over his new park's tall fence. So the word echoed among the Yankees, get Jackie Mitchell. Well, the rookie pitcher stares Ruth down, nods the sign from catcher Ed Kenna, rips a sinker down the pipe that falls like an anvil as it crosses the strike zone. Ruth swings for downtown. He misses by the width of an outfielder's mitt. Strike one. Second pitch is a rubber stamp. So's the result. Strike two. Well, Ruth can smell the next one, and he shoulders his bat accordingly. And he's right. One ball, two strikes. But it's the Babe's last good guess. Mitchell nips the bottom of the zone, and the fourth pitch leaves Ruth looking, and the greatest batter in baseball history angrily slams his weapon into the dust. Meanwhile, on deck, Lou Gehrig looks on in astonishment. He knows now he can't afford to take a pitch from this upstart. He'll have to swing hard three times and hope he connects once. He doesn't. He doesn't. Three strikes on three pitches. Mitchell will take one more batter, Tony Lazzari, before manager Bert Nyhoff pulls this remarkable rookie from the game. And Jackie Mitchell? Jackie Mitchell never made it to the majors. A few more seasons in the minors, and Jackie retired. Because, you see, Baseball Commissioner Kennesaw Landis refused to permit Mitchell to play in the big leagues. For in April of 1931, when that young firebrand faced the Yankees' biggest guns, rookie pitcher Jackie Mitchell was a 17-year-old. A student at Chattanooga Central High. A 17-year-old girl. And now you know the rest of the story.